CliffCentral.com. All right. Let's go. Let's get this bitch underway. Start your day. CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. Good morning, everybody. All right, so we got a lot to get to today. So many things to talk about. Where do we even begin? Well, this morning, it's going to be me. It's going to be Simpiwe. Who else is going to be here? How the hell do I... I'm just going to stop that there. Jesus Christ. I don't know how to fucking turn that thing down in the volume. Simpiwe is already laughing and she hasn't even like got her computer connected yet. All right. Well, we got a lot of things to get to today. And, we want to hear from you. We've got our calls working again. So we want that to happen. We had it working yesterday. We just didn't take any calls. I suppose bad habits, right? Simpiwe, we've got to move you out of the line of that light, like over there somewhere. Otherwise you're going to, it looks like you blessed by Jesus, which you are, of course.
I mean, yeah, if I look like an angel,
let me just put you on here. That's how bright.
Okay, no. Okay, we're still trying to look good. You know, please. I might find a man on the show, so let's make sure I have a good side.
Yeah, we can't have you with a halo behind you.
Yeah, that would be like selling lies and dreams to people.
You see how it's frozen right now? It looks like you're wearing a hat. But your hat is the heavenly light from God. It's just unbelievable. All right. So we got lots of stuff to talk about in the news today. But I've got to start with something. You know, we've got such great listeners. And Congo Chris sent me a story via Ryan, the producer. Mm-hmm. Congo Chris doesn't mess around. So when he sends me something, I usually read it. I mean, a lot of people will send me things and I'll ignore them. Like this great story. Struggling waitress fails to get job. And then ends up billionaire. I mean, I just know that's nonsense.
Oh, damn.
And those are the ones that afterwards they say to you in the story, would you like to know more? Come here and learn about our cryptocurrency exchange. Oh. You know, those ones. So this is the story that Congo Chris sends to us. And I know this is going to upset people, which is why I love it so much. So if you had to rank the cities in South Africa according to which is the best and which is the worst. All right. And from a health point of view, because we've ranked them in every other possible way. Mm-hmm. So according to the health experts, all right, this is from the Herald Live, which is, it's an Eastern Cape newspaper. So these guys have a vested interest in making the Eastern Cape look good. Even they have had to admit that PE is the unhealthiest city in South Africa.
Wow.
Yes. Guess which city in South Africa has the most fat people? It is none other than Port Elizabeth. Yes, everybody. Port Elizabeth is the home of the biggest people in the country. So unhealthiest. Healthiest city is no guess.
Cape Town?
Yep.
All right.
Why? Because they jogging up Signal Hill on a Tuesday, you know, when everyone else is working.
Oh, yes. You know, and they're just looking at the mountain front and they just...
So well done, PE. It's so nice that PE finally wins something. And that is the mayor of Port Elizabeth right there on the... Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I understand. Yes. Right. All right. She's getting very upset. So we'll take your calls this morning. 083-295-5769. It has 69 at the end. That's why we stuck with this number. So 083-295-5769. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. Phone calls. We get your phone calls every day. How are you, Simpiwe? We haven't caught up with you and you were accused of terrible things on the show on Wednesday. Because you couldn't talk your way out of a roadblock. There was two women cops. Mm-hmm. And I think if it was men, I think you would have done a whole lot better.
Yes. So
absolutely.
I drive like a bit of a taxi driver now and again.
I've seen you. You do.
Yes. And this time around, like I heard that, ooh, like just after I had like jumped the red robot, because I was like, psh, I'm gangster like that. Mm. Just to find out it's two older ladies. And I was like,
oh, shit.
This is a ticket coming.
Because they have no sympathy either. They're like, ooh, this young girl.
Yeah, like, who do you think you are? Just breaking the rules. And I was like, yo, okay, I can't
even fight with them.
Yes, you can't flirt your way out. You can't smile your way out. You kind of just have to, like, take the heat. I think I did a good job because there was two of them and the one was, like, bitching and moaning. She was just like, I'm going to give you a 2,000 rand ticket right now. And I was like,
Sure. She was one of those, you're not going to be able to talk your way out. You are in big trouble. I'm going to make sure that you pay the price.
Yes.
One of those ones.
And thank God there was her partner, right?
Who was a little more sensitive.
Yes. And she's like, are you okay? Because you know what I did? I changed my music to some R&B sob songs playing. And I just gave her these puppy dog eyes. And I was like, no, it's tough.
See, because Ryan actually got angry with his traffic cops because he had to go and collect a pizza or something.
And he's like, yeah, write me up. And I was
What
who
a
says that?
That's a stupid way to go, right? That's like, not smart.
No, you need to ngang at them. You need to just act like, I was like, yo, my life is going through it. You know, this, it's tough. Like, I'm late for work. Boy. I might get fired. And then the other lady was kind of able to calm down the one who actually wanted to give me the ticket. And then she was just like, you know what? It's okay. Take a deep breath. And I'll let you go. And I was like, thank God. But Ryan, on the other hand, he's on some, write me up.
See,
I did nothing wrong.
If you want to be super ballsy and start talking like that to cops, it's not going to go your way.
No.
No, you're just going to end up either spending the night in jail, which is never fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not doing that, then you're going to end up with a big ticket to pay. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, don't bother to pay the ticket. But sometimes the system does work and then they find you and then they take away your license or whatever else because they can be real bitches if they want to, traffic cops. All right. Any plans for the weekend that we need to know about?
No. I think I just want to be at home. I am
quiet this weekend.
Yes. I'm trying to reserve all my energy for the end of the month because it is my birthday month. So that's when I want to just kind of do a whole like, you guys are not seeing me from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let's go. So yeah, I'm just going to be spending some time at home for the next couple of weeks.
Well, it doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
embracing getting older, you know, like just being like, you know, you're an adult when you can just be at home and just relax and enjoy your coffee, your tea. And
you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You go your way. You sort that out. Ben is going to be joining us a little later on because it is Friday and that is a good excuse to get him in the studio. Also going to be joined a little later on by George Meany, who will be here with us from Auto Trader, of course. And I've got to say, it's also cool because we're having Auto Trader here for a little lunch. Breakfast. What am I talking about? Lunch. Oh. Yeah, that's two. What if we're here for lunch and breakfast? No. I mean, I am here until 2-3 o'clock, but that's a separate set of circumstances. They're coming in for a lunch. Auto Trader, our oldest and most loyal client, which is bloody amazing. Yes. So they deserve some kudos for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. All right. A couple of stories in the news that we need to look at this before Ben arrives and before Simpiwe and I can launch into all kinds of other conversations. We're going to look at some of the stories that are getting everyone's attention in the news this week. First of all, a lot of people, and I said this yesterday at the end of the Burning Platform, very upset that Didi Mabuza has resigned. How are we going to manage without the deputy president? Been very, very important.
No.
That's the one from all the TikTok videos,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that song. You know how many people use it now for like, look, some of them are funny, but damn, some of them, that's so out of place. Oh my God. Okay. Let Ben call in Mum Jane and tell her himself who he's back with. Yes. Wow. Wasn't last Friday a big show?
Yes, it was.
There was a lot going on.
There were plot twists after plot twists. And I was just like, I'm here for this tea.
Yes. Abso-bloody-lutely. So I think there are a lot of people who want to hear that. We may as well pull Jane in. I'm sure she'll be around by at least 7:30. So we'll see if we can drag her into that conversation.
Yes.
I see also that there are lots of comments. Oh, by the way, someone asked for the phone calls number. So it's 083-295-5769. We're going to test it out and make sure it's working for this morning. Mm-hmm. I think we've got everything in place there. All right. Let me just see this quickly. There we go. Trying to connect everything up here. Okay, we should be good to go. I see also there are a couple of people talking about load shedding, a couple of people talking about water shedding. I hope that's not your weekend. You know, and we try on a Friday to not do any of the discussion around politics, the stuff we can't control. Friday morning's our morning to feel a little bit better about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that we've got to just quickly reflect on how well the uncancelled podcast and video has been received.
Yes.
You've been looking into that, Simpiwe. You know the numbers.
Yes, I do. So I'm one of those
very, very good.
Who like gets super excited when you upload something on YouTube or TikTok or wherever, and then like within the first 24 hours, I think that's like my golden rule. First 24 hours, look at the numbers. And we had already hit like 20K views. So I was like, this is going to go big. And we already over like 70K views last I checked. Okay. And we hit 20K subscribers. Like, yeah.
Well, this is all on a brand new show and a brand new channel. So we're very keen and excited for you to see it. And go and check it out if you haven't yet, because then we'll know it's worth doing the next one.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes.
Famous Mama says, you don't want me calling. I might just make your morning. Oh, big talk. Big talk. Please. You know, big words, Famous Mama. We want to hear some, we want to see some action.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear your words. So Living Sunny says, Gareth, is a jail cell as scary as they portray it out there? When was I arrested for speeding? It must have been, it's got to be about like 7 years ago now. And they put me, well, I was going at 182. And if you go anything over 160, Simpiwe, you get locked straight up, eh? There's no option for a fine. They can't just let you go.
Sure.
They have to take you straight to the police cells.
Okay.
So I was in there on my own, which is always good.
Okay.
You don't want to be there with anyone.
That's the danger.
That's number one.
That's where the danger is.
I was out after about 2 and a bit hours. So it wasn't that late, because it was about 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay.
When I was caught, and then I was out before midnight.
Oh.
So it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
But you have to call the lawyers and hope that they're awake, and then they have to hope that they can speak to the station. And, you know, so there's obviously you don't want to be making mistakes in that kind of situation. And when it was done, it was done.
Mm-hmm.
I was out the next week. I had to appear in court.
Okay.
And then there's a magistrate, and they say to you, you very bad person. And you go, yes, whatever.
So
I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah.
Again.
And you have to pay a fine
if
you admit guilt, which I did, which you shouldn't. You should never admit guilt. You should tell them, tell them their equipment is shit. Tell them that they were wrong. Do everything you can. Do not comply with the system. I'm going to say this as a law-abiding citizen. What I did was I said, I'm really sorry. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize I was going so fast. You know, treat me as a bad person who's done something wrong, and I must pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
I will never make that mistake again. Fight, fight, fight. Tell them you're innocent. Never admit you've ever done anything wrong, and everything will be better.
I got you.
Yeah.
I've gotten
there's my lesson for the morning. So now everybody knows.
So like 1 December, I've gotten the phone call from like an uncle who's like, yo, I just got pulled over from the cops.
Shit.
Like, can you guys help me? And we're just like, we'll see you tomorrow, dude.
That's nice. Good people in the Mtetwa family.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, we're just like, yo, you're
going
calling us
down, man.
What time? And it's December. There's no getting out of this. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll help you tomorrow morning. And that's what we did. We woke up the next morning, and did all of that. It was just like, dude, don't do this again. We don't want to be here.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. That's proper not giving a shit from the Mtetwa family. Yeah, exactly. All right. Simpiwe's got some things she wants to discuss with us this morning. Some things that she's been thinking about, birthday month included.
Mm-hmm.
You've started a new series of sharing life lessons.
Yes.
And there will be a birthday list, which we're used to.
Yes.
The birthday list from Simpiwe is really just stuff she wants that she's not prepared to pay for.
Yes.
That's all it is. I mean, we don't even disguise it anymore.
Yeah.
It's now,
it's like the wish list.
Yeah.
The ultimate wish list.
Stuff I want. You know, it's like those people on the internet who are running a, you know, huge follow account on Twitter or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically just say to you in no uncertain terms, listen, I want free stuff. here's a link to my Amazon wish list. That's what they do, right?
Yes.
And people will be like, you follow me? Buy me shit. That's what you're asking for, basically.
Well, at least I don't say you follow me, buy me. I'm like, it's my birthday. Here's an excuse to buy me something. And if you were thinking of getting me something, bah, this is what I want. So the list will be dropping, but I've decided, because this is my crown birthday. So I'm turning 28 on the 28th.
What does that mean? Crown birthday.
I'm turning the day, 28th and the 28th.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes. Oh, okay. All right. I got you. Very good. Okay.
Yeah,
so that like, didn't make sense to me for a second. I was like, oh, so 28th. No, it's because it's you. Okay.
Yes. Got you. So I was like, oh, let's make a big deal about this. Let's share some of the life lessons I've learned over the years.
Good.
And some of them are not that deep. I'm not going to give you like motivational stuff, like to be like, oh, follow your dreams. No, like some of the things is don't do this adulting thing. I don't recommend it. That's a life lesson I had to learn.
Yeah, because who wants to? All that responsibility.
Don't do it.
You know, I said to someone, someone asked me like, what's the best thing you, my advice to them was stay at home with your parents as long as you can. Let the washing be done there. Give free meals, free accommodation, if they won't charge you. I mean, some people's parents do.
Yeah. Tough love is real.
Yeah. You've got a place to park your car. There's stuff. There's a lot of advantages.
Yes.
Stay there as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's one piece of advice. I do think beyond 30, it becomes a bit of a problem though.
Yeah. Especially for guys. I'm judging you. If you're going to approach me and then we're talking and then you're like, yeah, I still live at my parents' house.
Different standards for guys and girls. No, totally. I'm like, but I'm with you. I don't disagree.
Like, what have you done with your life? Okay.
You don't want to go home to some 30-year-old would-be boyfriend and he's like, oh, you gotta go make no noise because my parents are sleeping.
Yeah, and curfew and like, oh my gosh, like, you know, this weekend the mom's over. Yeah, not trying to live like that. But I just thought it would be cool to just share some lessons I've learned because, you know, I'm not embracing the fact
good
that
for
I'm
you.
An adult.
Where are you putting these? On YouTube?
Yes, and on Instagram. So you can just follow me on Instagram.
Well, here it is. In case you were wondering what St. Pierre's handle is, there it is. Boom.
There we go. And that's basically what you can expect this year. Like, I'm not trying to do too much. That's it.
Well, talking about doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody. She's in her 80s.
Ooh.
And she is pretty good at, like, she only does one thing a day. Because she's old.
Mm-hmm.
So for her, if her one thing is to go to the shops,
that's it.
And that's the only thing she'll do that day. There will be no other projects. Like, I have a list on this phone for today that is, let me see how many things there are here. Here we go. I've got my list, right? Mm-hmm. So my list for today is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things that I have to get done.
That's
not including this show. Not including meetings that I have with clients and things today. So I've got to do all of those things today. Otherwise, I'm going to feel tonight when I go to sleep like I'm a loser.
Okay.
So no big deal. But this woman says one thing.
Okay.
One thing a day. And she said you have to draw boundaries. She says, oh, hello.
Oh, there's a phone call.
See, it just rings like that. I love this. I love the way it just rings for us. Yo, morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
How are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is famous mama.
I am
in the house.
Okay, is that your picture that you use when you message us?
Yes, that is me.
Okay, you look pretty. You do look pretty hot. That's a good picture.
Oh wow! Thank you so much for the compliment.
I look at some people's pictures on here, and I'm like, I've got the ugliest listeners in the
pretty
whole fucking
scary.
World. So I'm delighted that you're here. That's good. All right, famous mama. Why are you called famous mama? We need to know.
Famous mama truth, because I am far from afraid to speak the truth, eh?
All right. But you're also a mom?
Yes, I am. That is the truth. Yes.
I'm just struggling to draw the distinction between famous mama and telling the truth. Like, I don't see that many.
Well, there's a little story behind that. When my late husband was clearly alive,
you have a dead husband. How long ago did he die?
2020.
Oh, COVID?
No, not at all. Oh. I'm pretty comfortable speaking about it.
Did he have
a heart attack in his sleep?
Oh, geez.
Wake up next to a dead man.
Oh my God, how long had he been dead? Was he cold?
Probably. I woke up next to him cold.
Oh my God, that is awful. I'm so sorry. What a shitty thing to happen.
You know, you get to a point in your life, it is what it is. And if you don't allow life without seeking for it first, to get better first and heal, it will clearly haunt you for the rest of your life. But if you choose that there's so much more to life than what the current situation is, things change. It really does.
So this husband of yours, how long have you been married? Are these the kids from him?
No, not at all. He was actually the stepfather.
Oh, wow. So you've been married twice?
No, I've never. He was my first marriage.
Oh, so your kids were born out of wedlock from a different man.
Oh, yes, because I am.
This is a saucy story.
That's because you're a terrible one.
No, you're not. I'm not judging you. We don't label kids bastards anymore, so don't panic. But you obviously you could get away with some of this because from your picture you look attractive, so this wouldn't have been a problem.
How long were you with
this guy before he died in the bed next to you, which is really inconsiderate, by the way. I mean, that would traumatize a lot of people.
It would. That's why I'm strong. That's why I'm famous mama, because it's the story that makes the person famous. But I'm not famous, but it's the story that makes the person unique.
Well, Slippery Pickle in the comments says, I hate waking up dead. did this guy leave you some money?
I'm having a good day. Let's just say that.
He did.
I'm having a good cup of coffee.
Was he?
I'm having a good cup of coffee.
Hang on. I'm sniffing a bit of a story here. Was he very, very wealthy and old, and that's why he died in bed next to you? And you were like, ka-ching.
No. We were simple, humble people.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I was rooting for you there, but what the hell?
Not old people. Oh, yeah. You can't be old people.
Okay. All right. Well, how old
are you? He's so early in the morning.
Famous mama. How old are you?
Yes. I am 32. He died at the age of 39.
Okay. So he was only a little bit older than you. Mm. That's pretty weird, though. I mean, like, not a lot of people die of heart attacks in their 30s. Was he vaxxed?
Lifestyle. Stress.
Was he vaxxed?
Work. 24/7. And, you know, sometimes it is the truth. Men don't really have the platform to speak, and they withhold a lot of things from themselves, especially the people that they love.
So are you saying he was stressed? He was very stressed, and because stress is a major killer. But what, you haven't answered my question. Was he vaxxed?
Yes. Was he?
Did he have the vaccine?
No, not at all. Neither did I.
Because a lot of young people are, you know, getting like heart attacks in their 30s, and they say that increase is related to the year of the vaccines. And it seems that more and more that's the evidence coming through. So I wasn't asking to be controversial, but you say he was stressed.
No, 100%. Yeah, it's just work related. You know, he worked throughout COVID, and apparently the doctor said because heart attack disease was in his bloodline, his grandfather died in his early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of those things. And unfortunately, people need to realize it was their time. Make memories. Spend time with the people that you love. And don't waste your time with nonsense. Life is way too short.
Stop nonsense. So, famous mama, have you moved on? Have you got a new guy in your life already?
Oh, no, I'm too fussy. This mama on TikTok is known to be hashtag famous mama, hashtag mama truth. Hashtag fussy mama.
Okay, so what kind of guy, help us here, what kind of guy are you looking for? I mean, like, give us a few pointers in the right direction.
Oh, I'm going to get myself into trouble for this, but let's go.
Go on.
I don't want a man with children because I want more kids.
Okay.
Therefore, I don't think I would have the patience or capability to look after somebody else's children because I've brought my son up pretty well.
Yeah, but you don't want, no one wants anyone else's children, of course.
I know.
No one does.
One of my
friends who's in his 40s, he's desperate to settle down, and he really wants.
I'm not desperate.
Well, no, I know you're not. But he really wants to settle down, and he's been with two girls who have, you know, kids with another guy, and he tries really hard, but I don't see it working. I mean, you don't, there's nothing in you that makes you want to look after someone else's child. I'm sorry.
No. Like
you know, you want zero children. Okay. So we got that on the agenda.
Zero children.
All right. What else?
Have your stuff together. Don't be a man that sleeps at mama's house and okay. is dependent on others.
That's what Simpiwe agreed.
Pretty well.
All right. Yeah, Simpiwe agreed on that. We're gonna hook you up today. It's gonna happen today during the show. Okay. So gotta have a job.
I'm just gonna have this, yeah.
That's fine. Are we very particular about looks, or do you mind if he looks like absolute shit? Let's say he's overweight and he's balding and he's got bad teeth, but he's got lots of cash.
Because if no, money is not even the thing. You must be healthy, because if I know that you are healthy, you are looking after yourself, which means that in some instance you've learned to put yourself first, which means you're going to take care of a lot of things.
Simpiwe does not believe you about the money, by the way.
Yeah, I don't.
she's not.
I came from nothing. I only have everything because I lost everything.
I'm not saying anything about you. It's more of a comment on Simpiwe, because she's
100%.
Like, guys don't even enter the ring if she's not prepared to check her bank balance. So that's part of the plan with her.
Yeah, they mustn't be broke, clearly. Yeah.
No, sure.
Because then they haven't believed in themselves enough to take many risks. Because that's what I do as a businesswoman. I take a risk on myself and on the ideas that I put out. So you must be a risk taker and somebody that wants to talk 24/7. If you've got no time to communicate, then don't waste your time.
I'm still fixating on this idea of you waking up and there's this dead dude next to you. You don't know how long he's been lying there dead. Jesus. And you seem to be okay about this. I mean, like, I'd be a little bit traumatized if I were you.
It took a lot of healing. It's been 3 years now. Hey, I used to have black hair. Oh. I was a bit overweight because we had a miscarriage before then.
Oh, wow.
So
with the dead dude?
Yes, with the dead dude. We had a miscarriage, and it really was. Death is either going to be an eye-opener for you, where there's a lot of things that need to change in your life, or you're going to sit and wallow and mourn for the rest of your life. And I'm not that type of person to mourn. As an entrepreneur, there's no time to sit and ponder on what was. Your brain is restructured to think, what can I do next? What is the next step for me, as painful as it was?
I'm sorry to have... You know, you tell the story and that you had to go through this.
No, 100%.
I think there are lots of people. Just hang on. I think your dead husband is on the line. Just hang on a second. Hello. Yes. Good morning. Good morning. I just want to reach out to my former partner and just tell her I'm sorry I shat in the bed before I died. Didn't mean to do that. Oh my God. All right. Listen. Nice to talk. All right. Thank you, famous mama. Have a very happy day.
You guys have an absolutely fantastic, blessed day.
All right. Good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh,
that laughing would drive me. I'd also die in bed next door with that, that cackling. Holy shit. All right. So thank you, famous mama. We love you. At least we know she didn't kill him, because she's healing properly.
But I can sum up.
And he didn't have tons of cash. So
what I can sum up is that she wants a guy at her level. We don't know what level she's at, but she wants a guy.
I think she's
who's at that level, because she's an entrepreneur and whatnot.
She's allowed to be fussy. Everyone's allowed to be fussy. If you settle, listen, Simpiwe, if you settle for less, you will get less.
Okay.
And your whole life will be a misery.
Okay, that's
true. I was saying to a friend of mine, he and I had dinner a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't seen him for about 3 months, but we're really good friends. So when you don't see anyone who you know very well for, you catch up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, still no relationships. He's like, hell no. He has been seeing this girl, but there's no doubt in his mind that this is not someone he wants to be with on a permanent basis. It's more like they're together for the sex and the fun.
Okay.
And she'll pop in and visit, but she's not keeping a toothbrush at his house, basically.
So as the young kids would say, he's here for a good time and not a long time.
Yes, but he said he's not settling because he looked around in the restaurant we were sitting. He said, show me a couple here that looks happier than me. And I thought, that's a pretty damn good way of figuring out whether you should be like them or like you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're happier than the other people in the restaurant, you're on the right track.
Yes.
And he was laughing and smiling and telling stories and having a good time. And there were a couple of people around. There were some couples. Couples didn't look miserable. Mm-hmm. They didn't look as happy as him.
That's a good point.
So just use that as a barometer.
Don't settle.
No.
Okay.
So, Tabo says, did you guys see DJ Fresh started a podcast? He spoke about your show and canceled. Yes, I saw. I love that. Listen, I love that he is back in the swing. And we were talking to him. I had an old number of his. I didn't have his new number, but he eventually checked that one. And it's like, hey, dude, thanks for the message. Because I have a really good relationship with Fresh. We've been, I wouldn't say we're friends because we never really spent time outside of work together, but we would pitch up at gigs together. I'd go out and he'd be there. You know, we'd see each other at big events or whatever. And and obviously we'd see each other at the office occasionally because he was doing afternoons, I was doing mornings.
Mm-hmm.
But we always got along really well. And when he and Euphonic were going through all that shit, I kept quiet and didn't say anything because I kind of knew that this was a fishing expedition by the girl who's making these allegations. Of course, the court came out and proved exactly that.
Yes.
And these two lost pretty much their entire livelihoods during that time.
Because in South Africa, you are guilty until
proven innocent, which is nonsense. And I have to say, like, I've always been a fan of what Fresh does. And I don't believe he's a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't believe it then. And I stood up for him. And I think I stood up for him here very publicly on the show. So I'm delighted that he's back. And he didn't take everybody else's shit and just fall for it. So
yes.
Good for him. And I'm delighted that he's got a podcast. I saw he had Eugene on.
Yes.
Which is, I think Eugene is just whoring himself out.
That's what we said in the office we're like, hey, bro, Eugene Kwaza, you just go around podcast to podcast. Hey, is this what you do?
I'm going to have a chat with him on Monday and say to him, close your legs. Because it's embarrassing to your whole family, right? That's pretty much it. All right. So a couple of other comments here. Many years ago, I had a client and during the birth of his baby, I asked what he did for a living. His answer was that he was an entrepreneur. Months later, he got bust for smuggling drugs and perlemoon. Yes. If someone says, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, that doesn't mean they're a good person. So Simpiwe, don't believe everything you read. Go famous mama. I'm rooting for you, says Andy.
Okay.
Good. Good, good, good. The Unati interview was great, says Carl. By the way, when she said, fill me up, I almost fell off my chair. Hectic. Well, you know.
She spoke a lot of truth.
She spoke a lot of truth. There were a lot of people hollering and yelling and supporting her the whole way through the conversation. All right, look who's here. It's Ben.
Hey, guys.
Wow.
I'm here with you.
Just mute your microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're already on. Don't worry. We've got it under control. Ben.
It's like, I'm here.
That's cool.
I'm also
don't
here
run in here, Ryan. We don't need you. Get out. We're fine.
Thanks, Ryan. To be fair, he sees a pedestrian look at my face and he wants to literally show me how to sit in a chair.
Did you take the long walk through the gardens?
I wasn't expecting a long walk this morning, but it was beautiful.
It's nice, huh?
What is this place? Whose hacienda is this?
I know. Doesn't it look like California?
It looks like an entrepreneur has done well in a generation.
Someone said,
and here we are.
Yeah. Someone said to me the other day, it looks like Pablo Escobar's house.
Like if he was good with money. Yeah.
That's
what it looks like.
You take a little walk through the garden and, you know, when we do our next event, we'll invite people and you can come along as well so you can see it. But you walk down this long sort of windy path and there are tree ferns and birds in the trees.
It's so nice.
Like, and trees that must have been here for 100 years because they're enormous. And then you get to our house, which is called Malibu. And it looks like a house in Malibu that some Hollywood star should be living in.
It really does.
And then you kind of walk through the door and expect Elton John to be having a pool party. or like Miley Cyrus to have a bunch of her friends topless in the pool. Either way, it would be nice.
Yeah, like I don't want to sound like pessimistic, but a place like this in this country right now is normally a little bit overgrown and a bit shitty. This place looks like it's still prosperous around here.
It's maintained. Like we had to ask the leaf blower guy to please stop just so we could have meetings. Like there's nothing out of place here.
And then you guys are in like these studio lights. You're both beaming, looking
but
radiant.
But you look great, Ben. You look amazing.
You don't have to say it because I've said that. I know. I know. I look like crap.
But
right?
People do that, right? So a girl was saying to me the other day when we were having this conversation, she is sick of people just throwing a compliment back at you. In fact, it could even have been on the show.
It's not paddle.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Take it, own
when
it.
Someone says something really nice to you, like, oh, you look great or whatever, you don't have to immediately say, oh, you too.
Yeah.
Well, wait, then what should you say? Because
you.
Like,
just go, thank you.
And
like,
also,
it feels like thank you is not enough.
No, it's perfect.
No, you know what you must do? You must say thank you and own it with an awkward silence between both of you when you both claim it.
As if you are saying, oh, you're not. You must be prepared for that to be the interpretation. You must be. Yeah, if someone says, oh, you're looking terrific, you just go, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But you know the worst thing is I think a lot of people give compliments because they haven't got one in a while. Like,
they're fishing for one.
They're fishing.
Like, I don't need compliments. I think I'm enough for me. So mm-hmm. I see you guys, I'm happy to see you, like genuinely. Mm-hmm. If you look like crap, I'd probably go, wow, St. Pierre, look at that tree behind you. Isn't that nice?
What are you trying to say, Ben?
I would be honest. So you've earned it, earn it.
Just by the way, I don't know if you heard the call we took just now. From famous mama who's, her husband died in the bed next to her in his 30s.
Oh, wow.
And she woke up next to a dead body. So, you know, however badly your Friday's going, like maybe you're stuck in traffic or someone's pissing you off or you've got to do some things today that you really don't want to do. At least you didn't wake up with a dead person next to you. That would be the shittiest way to
start.
No,
that's terrible.
Right? It's really
makes for an awkward coffee straight really up. But bad. I mean, like, what was the more to the story?
No, it's just a horrible. Yeah, of course. We think she killed him.
Okay.
And she got the inheritance, you know. So
no. All right. So, Ben, you shut the lights out last week with, first of all, having a better broadcast quality in your car than we've ever had from your office or your house, which tells you something about the towers, right?
Yes.
Much better.
I mean,
LTE, 5G, whatever it is. But if the Chinese want to give us 5G and it's that good quality, I'm prepared for them knowing everything about our lives.
Go for it.
You know?
Yeah.
Because who doesn't need a signal? So first of all, that was a realization, but that was nothing compared to the bombshell that you dropped halfway through about how you've got back together with Daniela. You've decided you're each other's life partners. We don't want to delve if it's none of our business, but it sounds like a very adult situation. It sounds like a very mature acceptance of the fact that you two like being around each other and that you like doing stuff together, which, believe me, Simpiwe and I were just talking about this other friend of mine I had dinner with the other night. He looked around the restaurant and said there were miserable couples, just people sitting around looking at, you know, their food, not talking. And he said, those people are people I don't want to be.
Exactly.
Because there are a lot of people who are together with someone else for all the wrong reasons. And maybe they haven't thought it through. Maybe they're just going through a tough time. Who knows? It's difficult to do this. You guys took a break from each other for however long, and you've decided you're going to give it another go.
Yeah, I got a lot of messages after that show.
Yeah, I'm sure. Earth-shattering.
She got a lot of messages. I got a lot of messages. People are actually nice. Again, it goes back to the
compliments.
Oh,
so they weren't being shitty.
Oh. No.
You know,
and they weren't in your business to be like, what happened?
No one was kind of being shitty, actually.
Well, I do have one person around who's going to be shitty about this. Ryan, please bring Jane in. She's got some questions.
Jane looked so surprised when I walked into there.
Yeah, well, we haven't really revealed much to her. So, Jane, I don't know how much you know about this.
I feel like I'm being set up in one of those really bad reality shows.
Like, no. This is more like, what's that show called Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Where he'd bring on like his, and here is the mother that you didn't know you had.
Yeah.
Remember that? Mm. Okay, well, here's the Jane that you wished you didn't have.
Jane, I know I have somewhere.
All right, so hello, Mum Jane.
Hi, Babaji.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Very Jane, good.
You're also looking good today.
Jane, yeah, she is.
Is it the lights?
I'll tell you what
you
it
know,
is.
The first time in my life, Ben, giving me like a nice.
And again, it's honest.
Yeah, see, isn't that nice? Well, that's a nice way to start, Jane.
It looks like you're going to own your Friday today,
Jane. I'm not here to grill you, Ben. You don't have to give me like a nice comment. I'm fine with you.
No, Jane, don't give me Corobella.
No.
Jane, if you ever think I'm ever scared of you or grilling, then you
know. Oh, okay. Come on, Ben. Bring it on. What do you have?
All right, so, Jane. Let's not get combative first thing in the morning. Jane is always prone to a fight.
Yes.
It's because she can handle herself. Like the other night I sent Jane home to Alex after our event.
Yes.
She's like, just drop me at the Pan Africa Mall because there was I got an Uber.
Mm.
And I said, are you going to be all right from there? She's like, what do you think? You know where I live.
Everyone, they know
are those people going to be all right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. There was a trail of devastation from the Pan Africa Mall to Jane's house, but she was fine.
I was fine.
Yeah, no. All right, so Jane, the big reason that we wanted to bring you in here, I don't know how much you know about this, but guess what's happened in Ben's life?
I'm not dying.
No, he's not.
I'm happy about that.
I don't have a month.
No AIDS, no cancer.
I'm fine.
But go on, tell Jane.
So Jane, the person that you think I was never good enough for, Daniela.
Ha!
No, she hasn't died.
She hasn't died either.
You are back together.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
After a long, long extended period apart. Yeah. It's.
So she finally found you or you. Oh my God.
It was mutual. I think it was mutual, Jane. I think it was really mutual. I think we both became adults in our own way, in a good way.
So you want to tell me you and Daniela, you are back together and staying together?
Living together. We've got three cats together now. That's the real kicker.
Okay. So relax.
Jane, I've never seen you speechless before. Not handling this well.
No, like I can't.
You were very rude about Ben when he was with Daniela. You thought that she deserved better.
I don't like shit back in those days.
Actually, I need to apologize because I thought it's not your type. But when you're telling
me
that.
You thought Daniela was not his type.
Yeah, because the way she's so damn hot.
Yeah, but so this is what you used to do. She would say how amazing and beautiful and wonderful Daniela was. She loved Daniela, but she really thought that you were scum and that she, Daniela was down, you know, you were down market.
I'm also trying to put the dots together. Yeah. So she wasn't my type as I wasn't entitled to have that as a type.
Yes. Yes. You were so bad that you weren't even allowed to have a type.
It's like a shock to me that you're back together. And so she's here. She's no longer in Cape Town.
She goes to Cape Town in business. Like this week, she was there the whole week.
Yeah.
So I have just one question. So your relationship is perfect, like 100%.
No one's perfect.
No, who is yours?
No, I understand that no one is perfect in the relationship. But going back together, I know people, they can find each other if they meant to be together. Mm. I understand that. Mm. That's the thing all the
and
time.
And sometimes people get together and they, I mean, I had a girlfriend. I was with her for 2 years. Mm. Then we broke up. Then we got back together for a little bit, but it didn't ultimately last very long. But, you know, sometimes you find, you grow up, things change.
Yeah.
Your priorities change.
Yeah.
You become a little more serious about certain things and less worried
space.
About others.
Sometimes you need space for each other. Space, yeah.
Sure. Hmm. So I think this is good news though, Jane, right?
Oh my God. I'm so happy for you, Ben.
Thanks,
Jane. I can see that you are glowing because Daniela is around your life.
Well,
look at you.
It's just a studio of glowing. Huh?
Well, oh my God.
Yeah, but that's fair. This is also kind of growing up for you, Jane, because the old Jane would have been.
You're lying.
Unhappy about this. Yeah. She would have accused you of all kinds of things.
Babaji, let's be honest. Do you know that I loved Ben and Daniela together?
You did? Because you never gave us that impression.
No. See, the main thing is like
you basically would, when she walked in, you would pull her aside and you would ask her, and loud, we could all hear, what are you doing with him?
Are you still with him?
Yeah. Can I intervene?
She clearly did not have your back.
No, she did not.
She's right behind it though.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, as a peace offering, maybe you can make Ben one of our special coffees so that he can feel more welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a good idea, girl.
Ben, you know, this is like a good news for me, and I'm so happy. Right. I'm wishing you all the best,
thanks,
you
very
and
nice.
Daniela. And,
good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jen.
That's
oh,
lovely.
My God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Okay.
All right. Very, very
but
nice.
But it is kind of like one of those things that you talk about relationships a lot, and I always overanalyze things. And sometimes you stop and go, well, maybe my opinion about things when I was 25 isn't how I should live when I'm 41 or 42.
Absolutely.
Which is where I'll be in December.
Jesus, 42, sure. Huh? That's also, it's really, no, you're
going to,
you're going to be taken off the shelf soon.
Yeah. I'm on that place now where there's that sticker saying 15% off because of the date.
Yeah, it's like someone sent me a picture of one of my first books and it was in the bargain bin. I was like, oh,
free state.
Shit. Yeah. That's how I know I could be in the bargain bin soon. All right, Jane, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Ben. Good to see you.
It's actually good to see you.
Very, very nice.
Normally, it's something that I'd ever say, but.
I know. This is great. This shows there's growth on all sides.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't get any shitty messages because, like, when you're a guy and a guy breaks up with a girlfriend, what do you do as a guy? You're supportive, right? Mm. It wasn't meant to be. She's not the one, blah, blah, blah. And then the general guy rule.
What's wrong?
Sorry, Ryan, am I messing all of this up?
Ryan is very particular about
which is what he should be, really. Yeah, okay, I'm in a better mic position. I think I was obscuring my face.
Better mic position.
There we go.
It's because, you know, normally I look at the screen, right? Now I'm looking at you as people.
We want a screen on behind you. We can keep that on behind you. It's fine. It looks better. These lights we're going to put up on. Let me give you a little interior decorating picture of what's going to happen here. So we're doing this whole wall behind me at some point in the next week or so. You know, we're going to dress up this wall nicely because it looks like a bit haphazard at the moment. We're going to mount these walls, these lights beautifully on the wall, higher up so that we don't have to look like in Simpiwe's picture. You see this there behind her. I don't like that.
I'm looking like a halo.
She looks like she's got the light of Jesus coming down from the heavens onto her head. And then we're going to put proper HD cameras in that will operate themselves. They're almost like they will be automated. So we won't have to switch cameras. It'll all do that itself.
So there's no Ryan. Does he get the flick?
He's still going to be here. Ryan is essential because he's got to make sure that everything here is happening every morning. Without him, the show doesn't go on. And I hope Jane was listening carefully when I did say she can make you a coffee because otherwise it was all performance.
No, she's not making me coffee. She's walked right out of there. So just to finish off that train of thought, it's like, you know, when you're a guy and then your friends kind of want to be supportive and you would get back together with somebody, default reaction for all guys is guy code, of course, is like, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think there's a lot of pressure when you're a guy to kind of consider these kind of thoughts, but none of that enters my head right now. I just feel like in a very good place, in a very natural place. Because as a guy, you also want to be the best person you can be, right?
Absolutely.
And what are the factors that make that happen? So healthy living, exercise, try to get a lot of sleep, be with people who you're happy with.
Well, I didn't say anything. I saw you and Daniela in Cape Town when we were there just before New Year. And I was thrilled to see her and we had a really fun time. And I just thought none of my business to share this with anybody because I didn't know where it was going. Mm. Also just thought maybe you were just visiting, you know? So I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, so am I.
Very glad.
I'm glad to be here on Friday.
Parallel Parking says you look fabulous for 42, Ben. Keep taking good care of yourself.
Well, 41. I had a bad accident on Friday and I've had a shitty week as a result.
Oh, why?
I got stitches for the first time in my life on Friday. Friday was a day, hey?
Oh, yeah, on your leg.
So, the same Friday where there was things with the keys, yes, you were going up and down, is the Friday where you then got stitches.
So from the tumultuous show, I had a day of work and then I went for a normal workout. I got this great outdoor workout and it was so hot on Friday and I was feeling pretty flat from not getting much sleep. And then I was doing box jumps, which is what I do because that's something I'm confident with. It was right at the end of the workout. So I do like 10 sets of 10 amongst other stuff. Jeez, right. And there are these people that walk dogs. And I like that because it feels natural. You know, you've got dogs walking. It's all very social and gentle. And then this guy gets out of his car. Okay, but he's like 5 meters away from me. And for some reason, at the top of his voice, he shouts to his friends, "The Germans are here."
What?
As in like a joke, you know, because it's like maybe that's his friends and he's the German in the group, whatever.
But normally, I mean, that puts anyone who, even if your grandfather fought on the Allied side, it makes you nervous.
An odd thing to say, right?
The Germans, you're like, quickly, off to the bunkers.
But that's it.
Call the RAF.
It was a very odd thing to hear out of nowhere.
Jesus.
As it happened, I got to the top of the jump and I'm jumping on concrete and I just clipped my toe on this thing.
No. Oh. Well, you were thinking about Hitler.
Well, and then I plowed straight into this scraggly piece of concrete block. And it was probably the most painful blow that I've taken.
Ow.
And I was lying there like writhing in pain. I can't really put pressure on my legs, so sore. And this guy just saunters past me with his ugly dog, doesn't say anything like, "Can I help you?"
Is this the guy who called out for the Germans?
Yeah. Some other guy's literally a meter from me on his bike.
What kind of dogs did he have? German shepherds?
No, he had like a real uppity excuse of a basset, really. It was terrible. So then I hobbled all the way to get my bag to call an Uber. Like 40 meters, I'm hobbling. Jesus. And all these smug dog people are just looking at me.
No, they're not. Like, No, they won't help you.
So I got home and my wound was terrible. I had a bath because I'm all sweaty and dirty. And then, you know, I was so deflated.
When you have a day like that, don't you sometimes feel like you actually just want to go to bed? Start the day again.
I did.
So it's a disaster.
So then I called Danielle and she's like, okay, well, show me the wound. So I've done what I thought was cleaning. Uh-huh. So she's like, okay, so you want to go to bed and get gangrene?
Yeah, you didn't do a good job.
Like, what do you mean? It's like, well, you've got to get all the old blood out.
But also, there's a difference between like a surface wound that you can just leave and one that needs stitches, right? Well,
so that was it.
So stitches one is a serious one.
I've never had stitches.
And you had
before.
How many? Two.
I had four on the four. Right and two on the left.
This must have been a
proper cut, though.
No.
So she's now directing me around the apartment, which prior to this didn't have a lot of things in the medical sort of sense, right? So now she's telling me to go into these drawers and get certain things, and then there was only one cotton swab left. Mm-hmm. So the cotton swab is obviously very good because you need to really get in there. And there was only one, and I got these gaping wounds.
Oh my God.
So she's like, okay, go into this other drawer. I then spent the next 30 minutes basically with bloody panty liners. Because panty liners is actually
good at absorbing.
They're very good. How long did you just keep bleeding?
Quite a lot, actually. I totally underestimated how bad they were.
Did you start feeling faint?
Very.
No. Oh, so you could have died, actually.
If I'd gone to bed like that, I probably could have died.
Oh, you bled out.
Thankfully, her call was timely. And then after that, I did the sensible thing of messaging Dr. Wood, and he said, yeah, you need stitches. Yeah.
Yeah.
So after dabbling with panty liners on a Friday night.
What a lot of fun for you. What a great weekend.
Absolute pain. I then got stitches on Saturday morning, and that was my whole weekend. Screwed.
So you made it through the night.
I did, obviously, because I had a decent sort of bandaging.
Yeah, the panty liners helped.
And I was given assurance that the wound cleaning was actually very good by the doctor in the morning, Mrs. Wood.
This is another good reason why you should be in a relationship if you're a guy on your own, because how will you have panty liners if you're not in a relationship? What guy keeps those?
There is a stat that says men live longer when they are married.
Yes, that's true.
Because you're the woman.
Because they won't die bleeding out because they don't have panty liners.
I could have lost a leg on the back of just being grumpy.
Imagine having
a
peg leg.
Limping all the time. Yes. This whole week I've limped. Like these stitches, they're no joke because it's on the, like really on the bones. They've got to be quite tight. I haven't been able to sleep because the moment I move, I'm in pain. Oh, it's just like last Friday was a day. It was just a day, but.
That sounds horrific.
Getting better.
Tracy says, I have family with the surname Black. So whenever they're coming over for a visit, I say the Blacks are coming.
Oh.
And then you can imagine like her white neighbors like, oh, Jesus, I knew this was going to happen. All right. Well, hell of a story. A lot of people saying here, wow, Ben, what a day. This is a hell of a story.
Mm. No exercise for an entire week. So yeah.
Oh no, that's horrible.
It is.
Now I feel your pain on that.
Boiled Prawn Shack says, I almost tore my nipple off on Monday morning.
Wait, what's the story behind that?
Also with a box jump.
Eight stitches later, the freakiest of all freak accidents. True story. Jesus.
I think that requires a call.
You can't just say freak accident. How do you get something sharp around your nipples?
And how do you almost tear it off? Eight stitches around the nipples. That's more than you've got in your leg. That would have caused some severe bleeding.
Like I've gone through four and two, and that was quite something. So how do you get eight around the nipple? You can't just drop that. Oh, freak accident. What? You walk into a doorknob that was aggressive.
Oh my God. All right. You can call us though. 083-295-5769. The number's up on the screen if you're watching us on the YouTube. Also like and, subscribe and all that stuff. We need everybody joining in on this stuff. Wen says our neighbor cut his leg, left it for 7 days and landed in hospital on antibiotics with a massive infection.
You left it for 7 days.
Yeah.
You guys are not serious about your lives. Yeah. You don't love yourselves. What the hell? You cut your.
Well, Congo Chris being for the first time ever, it sounds like he's being quite considerate. He says, you see, Ben, this is why I was worried about your frantic behavior last week.
Yeah.
When you're rushing around in a hurricane mindset, accidents are bound to happen. I'm glad you're okay though.
Exactly. You got to still the hurricane. You're right, Chris.
That's right. That's right. So if you want to call us, you can get hold of us on 083-295-5769. I like this idea of taking these calls. It makes all the difference to the show. I love it. Ben, if you'd lost your leg, says Carl, Daniela would have binned you again. Don't fuck this up again.
And I would have had myself to blame. So yeah.
I think it would have been worse. You would have been dead.
Well, I would have been legless.
No.
Single and legless. You don't bounce back from
that. No, you would have just got fat and and comfort eaten your way to death.
The cats probably would have eaten me.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, did they hang around, especially while you were bleeding? Were they especially interested? They were really interested.
Yeah.
So they're ready to just, if something happens.
Because people, I mean, everybody thinks that, oh, my cats love me, but they will try to eat you if you die.
Meowsis loves me, but I think when she gets hungry, she'll also eat me. But she'll do it out of love.
Mm. But
is that how
no
you
doubt.
Can tell yourself she'll do
but
it out of love?
It'll still be with her teeth.
You will be eaten. No. All right. Well, there are a couple of things that we do want to talk about this morning. Ben says he wants to mention the UFC, and actually we had a comment earlier about the UFC, which is worth discussing here. Let me just get to this first because this could be a very good point. So here's from Ricky. Ben, a shout out to SA Warriors this weekend. Try to keep it short, please. It seems like we're the only two people who love the UFC.
Yeah, fuck him, Ricky. It's all about us.
I went to UFC 284, one of the best experiences of my life. All right, so tell us about
why
this.
Why does that sound like a prison cell, UFC 284?
It's a, yeah, Ultimate Fighting Championship. And then 284 is a number event. So every once a month, there's the big event and a title goes down. So every week there's UFC. They have UFC Fight Night. They have UFC Vegas, whatever it is. They're fighting all the time, these hooks. They're always fighting.
Fighting.
It's but true. This one's special. So
like four ways.
As you know, like Dricus du Plessis and Cameron Simon are two South African guys in the UFC, which is a huge deal. It's the highest of your sport. Mm-hmm. So of all the people who fight in the world, they're in the top level. Mm-hmm. And Dricus is on the absolute top level because he's fighting as the fifth ranked guy, Derek Brunson. Wow. So if he beats him, Dricus is then the fifth middleweight in the whole world, which means he's closer and closer to the title. Mm-hmm. And once you get to like title status, like this is the rarefied atmosphere of being elite of elite of elite. So, I mean, Jesus. Ricky, I don't have much to say. I've got to be honest with you. I'm just so damn excited for these guys, how they've kept the trajectory going.
So what's next for Drickus, for example? I mean,
so it gets difficult because you've got to fight. You're always trying to fight someone above you.
Right. So you can move up
in
the rank.
You can keep moving up. So Drickus is, he's like a great stretcher.
Like I always say, you got to sleep with people who are better looking than you.
Absolutely.
Then you get better looking.
Yes.
If you sleep with people who are uglier than you, you get uglier.
Well, there we go. That's the best analogy for UFC. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's exactly the same thing.
I mean, you've only got so many punches and so many like knockouts and these kind of things to or against.
Mm.
So you want to, your fights are so important. Like, so they have matchmakers. There's an actual person in the sport called a matchmaker. Because these fights aren't just like, okay, this is my job. It is your career path that you're plotting. So with Cameron, he's obviously fighting guys like him at the moment, quite inexperienced, quite novice levels.
He's quite young, right? Compared to Drickus.
Well, yeah, he's 21, 22. Yeah. So he's only in his second fight for the UFC. So he'll be on the early prelims. And then Drickus, Derek Brunson's on his way out. He's kind of fought everyone from coming down. And he's older, he's got kids, very different life stage. Drickus has actually sparred with him before. They used to fight at Henry Hoof's gym, Sanford, which is now Killcliff's gym. And they know each other. So now Henry Hoof, who basically helps Drickus when he goes over there, he's like, guys, I'm not helping any of you. I'm out of this one.
Oh, because he's neutral. Because he doesn't want to choose sides, right.
And the thing about Drickus is that this dude, I mean, you must get him in at some stage. He's got this absolute endless energy and he's just so forward
thinking. I met him with you last year. We all watched the rugby together and he's a very cool guy.
Like if you ever want to talk to someone who knows their world and is absolutely unwavering about what it means to be great, it's him. He's such a great example of that. And people think like fighters are fighters. This dude's IQ and just smarts around his world is incredible. So he knows this guy. And because Brunson's like not exactly like a big wow sort of guy who talks shit and get all the headlines, he's like, yeah, I'm fighting this guy, whatever. And the media are always going to go talk about the main fight because John Jones, the greatest of all time, he's fighting again for the first time in 3 years.
Sure.
So that's what makes this card so interesting. But then, yeah, Drickus is fighting this dude. He's a grappler. He's a wrestler. He'll try to take things to the floor. And Drickus has got all the capabilities. And it's just so great to know that he gets tested and he just keeps going on the up and up. So that'll be, I think, around 6 a.m. Sunday morning to watch that.
All right.
That's not Gord. No.
No.
Sorry.
You just thought you saw Gord?
This guy walked by and the studio light hit him in a certain way. It looked like Gord. About a year ago.
Ben Abbott says, the end of my finger popped off. I think we're comparing like injuries here on the show.
But everyone has them, right?
Yeah.
I posted this picture about my legs and then it was like 10 pictures of people who did box jumps have also been injured.
Well, Ben says his end of his finger popped off 6 weeks back. His brother found the piece a few hours later and under a forklift that had fallen on it. Jesus. But you know, they always tell you you should get the other piece because they can usually sew it back on.
They can. In a certain time period, they can do.
I mean, there are people who say you should put it in ice
yes.
and then drive to the hospital, and they can usually reattach it.
Mm. Don't let dogs eat it.
No,
don't touch it too much.
And try not to mangle it further, you know, in the process. But this is what's fascinating about medicine. Okay. He has such a winning mentality. Ricky just wants to climb in again on the UFC. This is Drickus. He seems like an incredible hard worker. Apparently 3 weeks before the US events, they practice 3 a.m. to climatize the US time zones.
They do. They actually train like they're in Vegas already. And so a championship fight is 5 rounds. So Drickus is fighting 3 rounds because it's non-championship. But when they train, they do 10 rounds towards the end. Damn. So that there's never any sort of doubt about the fact that they go the distance.
All right. It is 7 o'clock. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will have a whole lot more for you. Stick around. CliffCentral.com. Friday morning. Hooray. CliffCentral.com.